Tell me, your shirt says Union. Union and proud.
Yeah,
how long have you been out here?
Since yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, what's going on up here right now?
They're lobbing tear gas and at the crowd, peaceful protesters, people who are just standing around, just want to make a statement, and they can't tolerate them even that close to the wall.
So they're just trying to get them to back away from the perimeter? I thought the whole point of the perimeter was so that, you know, we could go up to the fence, but we couldn't get beyond it, but
yeah.
They don't want us even close to the fence.
That's right. They can't tolerate any kind of voice from this crowd. This crowd's got a message. They don't want to hear it.
Is this the cost? Is this the cost of free trade? Do you think the Quebecois are getting their money's worth with all this security and all this tear gas being used and all that stuff?
I think the people here have come here for a reason. This is not an easy thing to do. This is a difficult thing to do. This cost me a lot of money to come here. And I came here to make a statement. I've made my statement. I hope that it penetrates that barrier.
How far did you come?
I came from Hamilton, Ontario.
How long ago?
Dundas.
How far away is that?
I drove for 10 hours.
For 10 hours?
Yep.
And did you participate in the labor march today?
I sure did.
How was it?
It was great. I felt wonderful.
How many people?
Tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands? Is it over?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I think they're still marching down below.
Why did you come up here?
I happened to stop in a bar for a bathroom break, saw what was going on TV, felt incensed by it.
Felt incensed by it? Do you think the rest of the labor folks that are down there,
if they saw it? Yeah, you know what? I hope the whole country is watching, because this is not the Canada that I want to live in. This is not what I expect.
So do you think Canada will respond to this effort?
I sure shit hope so.
You hope so?
Yep.
What do you think will come out of this? No more tear gas for any of the police in the country?
I don't know about that, but I think people are going to see that, you know, this is the voice of the people. This is a grassroots event here. That's an elitist event. I think that these people have a message, and it's going to penetrate that wall.
Thanks very much for letting
me talk
with you.
Minutes.
And how long has this been going on, the standoff?
It was going on when I got here, so I'm assuming that it's been going on for a while.
Yeah.
Tear gas has been going for at least an hour and a half.
How frequently?
Every 10 minutes or so, they'll throw 10 or 12 canisters this way.
Yeah.
And followed by maybe a couple from the police on that alley.
So is this part of the security perimeter, this alley here?
No, I don't know. I don't really understand that per se, but it may lead to the other side. And they've been there for the same amount of time.
Yeah. Well, who are the people that are out here? Is it some of the labor folks that were participating in the big rally today?
It doesn't look like it. I'm only here to take pictures. A lot of the people here are regular demonstrators. I haven't seen any of the labor contingent here.
What about folks from Quebec? Are there a lot of people from Quebec here?
Hard to say. Everyone's carrying flags, and they may be from here, or they may not, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But then there are people throwing rocks and throwing bottles and generally provoking the police, which I don't necessarily believe that's helping our cause.
Well, we also have people sitting here peacefully.
Yeah,
in the street
and
as
actually
well.
They were just fired upon with rubber bullets.
With rubber bullets?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rubber bullets or the plastic slugs? What do they look like?
I'm not sure. I wasn't close enough, but a cop came up to the gate and fired on the four people that were sitting there.
All right. I'm going to go look for some of those.
Good luck.
All right. Thanks a lot. How long have you guys been here?
I came up on,
I mean right here, right in this spot?
Oh, for about 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Did you come from over there?
I came from over there. René Levesque.
Okay. Right here, have they fired off any tear gas?
I believe they had. I walked into some, and it dispersed everyone. People went down that way and up that way.
Yeah.
There's tear gas over in this
René Levesque too.
No, not René Levesque. It was another street where people had started a fire, and then there was rubber bullets and tear gas.
So the police are basically, like, anywhere along the perimeter that people have gathered, they're just trying to disperse them, even though they're not inside the perimeter. They're on the outside of the perimeter.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
That's what it looks like?
Yeah. And even this was designated Green Zone.
Yes.
This is Green Zone still today?
Yeah.
And they're
so I think
there.
A lot of people were coming here because it was a Green Zone, and then all of a sudden they had a face full of tear gas.
Yeah. So, do you guys know if...
this was a Green Zone?
Yeah, this was supposed to be a Green Zone.
Sorry. René Levesque was the main red zone. And then over there, I don't know what happened over there, but...
Well, what happened on René Levesque was they pushed people back down here, which
oh, yeah.
is why it's fucked up.
Yeah.
There's nobody on René Levesque right now?
They've got a crowd of riot cops up there, basically. So, yeah, there's somebody.
Yeah, there is somebody. Is this gas, what they're using today, any different than what they were using yesterday?
Not from what I taste.
It's more concentrated.
It's more concentrated?
Yeah,
is that
they're using military concentration instead of regular civil disturbance.
Have you guys been able to grab any of the cans and look at them?
No. Actually, there was one. My friend grabbed a black canister.
We didn't see any black ones yesterday.
No, we didn't. And it was sort of like a little grenade, but it was plastic.
Okay.
And I think it just explodes in the inside and it just keeps shooting out quite high. That would make sense that it would be military issue.
Yeah.
Because most of the ones yesterday were like a pop
silver
can,
yeah,
that blew up, and then the other ones that like a spray paint bottle that blew,
yeah,
up and stuff. There was a fire on the other side with a car and stuff. That was quite the same. That was really unnecessary.
Cops had pulled back and then they just advanced in a straight line and now they're right up against the perimeter fence. There's a couple of dumpsters on fire. We're on St. Augustine and St. Jean, it looks like.
We take a good picture of the burning and really
good idea.
Let's get back, Esther.
Talk about the stupid cops and the stupid summer of the Americans.
I was thinking.
Kota Abraham and have just moved up around the perimeter, walking, trying to get a sense of what's going on around here. Behind the security perimeter, and there's cops who are coming to an area where the fence was torn down, and slowly approaching the area. There's a couple guys up there who have stepped over the fence and are standing there peacefully. We're tossing things over the fence. And it looks like one guy's trying to get the cops to organize. Have you been here long?
Have you been here long? Maybe 1 hour.
Did this come down today, the fence?
Yes, maybe 20 minutes, something like this.
So 20 minutes ago this came down?
Yeah.
And how did the police respond?
What?
How did the police respond?
I don't speak English.
Okay. So right here on Saint-Jean, the fence came down. And the police haven't seemed to really bring in any reinforcements. The fence is still coming down. People are still trying to take it down. It's right here, right along a little graveyard. And people are doing some redecorating, putting some signs on the fence that's still there. But we're going to move on and see where this crowd's come from.
Every last one of us.
Did you guys come down from University of Laval?
No. We're from the City University of New York.
No, I mean where you converged today before you marched.
No, we weren't.
Have you just been around the perimeter, or did you participate in the bigger labor march?
We went to the rally, yeah, and we were in the labor march there.
How did that go?
It went really well. So many people, and it's interesting, a lot of different issues. It was definitely a celebration. I mean, I think it went extremely well.
Did you get to talk with a lot of them and communicate with them?
Yeah, we did. And we were talking about the difficulties of being English-speaking Americans, you know, speaking to Quebecois, but we spoke to a lot of people, and people seemed very eager. Everyone seems eager to present his or her viewpoint, you know.
Yeah. So and good. In terms of, like, coming up here, what brought you back up here instead of packing up and going home?
I guess because we were afraid that people would be needing support and wouldn't have the support they needed because so much stuff had done yesterday and the day before. So we just got here this morning, so we wanted to definitely come.
Well, where were you getting your media coverage of what was happening in the streets yesterday?
Well, we're coming from New York, so New York Times, and as well the indie media sites, and what was the other one? I think it was the Stop FTAA site had some updates.
Mm-hmm. And what was the take in the New York Times on what happened yesterday?
It was more fair than usual. I mean, they usually just slam protesters or don't represent them at all. And there was, you know, a good-sized article, and there was no real bad-mouthing of the protesters. I mean, certainly when we saw the a local paper this morning when we got here, and the coverage was very, very different. So much coverage. And, I mean, like, phraseology like wall of shame. New York Times said that some protesters have referred to the wall that they put up as a wall of shame rather than, you know,
carrying the headline.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's just the difference between that one little border there and media coverage.
It's a big border.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's your plan for today? To hang out here around the perimeter? Or?
Yeah, I guess so. We're going to see what's happening. And my friend who's shooting you, we're going to go
check out. Are you working with the IMC?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you know where it's at?
Yeah, it's down below. I don't know exactly where it's at, actually.
These are two things. This is the live webcasting radio station.
Okay.
You can call in live there, and then this is the address.
Oh.
Basically, if you make this corner and get down onto the next street, Côte d'Abraham, that's that street.
Oh, really?
And it's a big cooperative building. You need to get on the back side of the building, which means you need to go down the stairs.
So it's actually a block south of here, basically, down.
Essentially.
Okay.
So the entrance is two blocks south of here.
Two blocks south of here.
Yeah, and I think that's north, actually, but okay. You get it. Hey, why are you giving out chocolate? Why are you giving out chocolate?
It makes people happy. If you can give it to everybody, they smile on their. It's just something a little bit lighter in the whole mood.
Yeah. How long have you been right here?
I've been here for about an hour now. I've been doing it for the last couple days.
Yeah? And what is that big vehicle that's right there?
I'm not certain, actually. I just came around this corner. I've been several blocks down. Seems to be a lot of conflict in this whole area in here.
Yeah. Well, that's like some kind of like forklift or work vehicle. You see that big thing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it looks like it's been damaged a fair bit, eh?
Yeah.
I'm not certain. They seem fairly calm right now, but we'll see what happens, I guess.
Yeah.
I wish I could give him a chocolate, but I have the feeling they don't want to take their masks off.
No, and he's got that gun, and it would be pointed fairly close to you if you approached.
I've actually come up very close, and they've been relatively friendly.
Have they taken any of your chocolate?
They did on Thursday, actually.
On Thursday?
They were much more comfortable then because they weren't having anything thrown at them. So They did take some, and some of them were quite happy about it, and were very friendly.
Look at these people walking just down the side there.
I think it's clear sometimes which people you can expect trouble from and which others are more peaceful. I think They're learning.
Well, there were people who were gassed plenty yesterday who were just sitting in the streets.
Absolutely. And I think this is a slightly calmer situation for them, although there was a lot of random violence yesterday, which is really unfortunate.
Really unfortunate?
Absolutely. It doesn't help anything. It doesn't help anything.
And when you say violence, what are you referring to?
I'm referring to brick throwing at the police. I don't understand that myself. If they feel that's necessary, that's fantastic.
Do you understand when they shoot rubber slugs at protesters?
I don't understand that either. I think there are times when there are certain people who are throwing bricks at them. I feel, although I would disagree with ever shooting rubber slugs, if there is a time it's justified, there is, but I feel there are times when it was also into a crowd, and I don't feel there was such a need for it because they still had control of the perimeter.
Yeah, definitely. And like they still have control of the perimeter now, and they still have control of it down there, but they're still firing.
And I think that's unfortunate when that happens.
Yeah.
When people are standing and yelling and shouting, I think there should be no response.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
I really dig the chocolate. Hey, thanks a lot.
You're
from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
It takes me around 45 minutes to ride.
To ride your bike here? And you've been riding out every day? Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
It takes me around 45 minutes to ride.
To ride your bike here? And you've been riding out every day? Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
It takes me around 45 minutes to ride.
Ride your bike here?
And you've been riding out every day. Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
It takes me 5 minutes.
To ride your bike here?
To ride it.
Riding out every... And you've been... Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
It takes me 5 minutes.
To ride your bike here?
To ride it.
Riding out every... And you've been... Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
It takes me 5 minutes.
To ride your bike here?
To ride it.
Riding out every... And you've been... Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
It takes me 5 minutes.
To ride your bike here?
To ride it.
Riding out every... And you've been... Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
It takes me 5 minutes.
To ride your bike here?
To ride it.
Riding out every... And you've been... Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
It takes me 5 minutes.
To ride your bike here?
To ride it.
Riding out every... And you've been... Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
It takes me 5 minutes.
To ride your bike here?
To ride it.
Riding out every... And you've been... Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
It takes me 5 minutes.
To ride your bike here?
To ride it.
Riding out every... And you've been... From Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
It takes me 5 minutes.
To ride your bike here?
To ride it.
Riding out every... And you've been... Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
It takes me
to ride your bike here.
To ride it.
Riding out every... And you've been... Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
It takes me
to ride your bike here.
To ride it.
Riding out every... And you've been... Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
Around 45 minutes. It takes me...
To ride your bike here?
To ride it.
Riding out every... And you've been... Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
the suburb?
Yeah, around 45 minutes. It takes me.
Ride your bike here?
To ride.
Riding out every. And you've been. Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb.
Yeah, around 45 minutes. It takes me.
To ride your bike here?
To ride.
Riding out every. And you've been. Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
Yeah, around 45 minutes. It takes me.
To ride your bike here?
To ride.
Riding out every. And you've been. Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
Yeah, around 45 minutes. It takes me.
To ride your bike here?
To ride.
Riding out every. And you've been. Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb.
Yeah, around 45 minutes. It takes me.
To ride your bike here?
To ride.
Riding out every. And you've been. Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
Yeah, around 45 minutes. It takes me.
To ride your bike here?
To ride.
Riding out every. And you've been. Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
Yeah, around 45 minutes. It takes me.
To ride your bike here?
To ride.
Riding out every. And you've been. From Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb?
Yeah, around 45 minutes. It takes me.
To ride your bike here?
To ride.
Riding out every. And you've been. Are you from Quebec?
The suburb.
The suburb.
Yeah, around 45 minutes. It takes me.
To ride your bike here?
To ride.
Riding out every. And you've been. Are you from Quebec?